The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Freedom's Disciple, on demand.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
Our lives have changed from the last 218 years so much more than they did for the prior 1800. Why? There are many reasons for that, but a large part of that is because you said you have a right to keep your own property. You have a right, not from me, not from God, government, not from a state, but from God, to keep your property, to follow your happiness, and to keep the fruits of your labor. All of a sudden, people had this idea of, well, I can have a better tomorrow for me and for the world. I'm going to create something, and it's going to benefit everyone. Take how important that word of property is. But John, why don't I read it in the Declaration of Independence today? Why is this so few people know that was in there originally? Well, if you've ever heard the founders were slaveholders and they didn't care about the issue of slavery, you'd be wrong. You'd be dead wrong. Because the reason they changed it was because back in 1776, what was the other thing you could class as property? We've talked about cars, we've talked about property, we've talked about land, we've talked about houses, we've talked about beds, we've talked about computers, we've talked about our thoughts, our ideas, our innovations. Back in 1776, what was also considered property? A slave, a fellow human being. They knew if they put in life, liberty, and property in the Declaration of Independence, the slavery issue might never have been solved. Because people would always point to it saying, it's in our founding documents. We have a right to property. I think that person is my property. You can't take it because by your words, I have a God-given right to it. That is why they changed it. They understood that putting property in there, as key as it was to helping America, the idea become, they knew there would be people who would use their own words against them. That forever in history, they'd be known as the people who didn't care about slavery, who only just thought about property. But they changed it to the pursuit of happiness. Why? Because everyone, regardless of your upbringing, whether you're a peasant, whether you're a slave, whether you're a rich person, whether you're a poor person, has a God-given right to pursue your happiness and to be free. That is why the first two words before pursuit of happiness is you have a right to life and you have a right to liberty. You have a right to pursue your happiness regardless of where you are brought from.
Freedom versus freebies. This is Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn
on the Blaze Radio Network.